Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And after a win, there's a lot of positive to show. And I'm going to show you some that are all over the map. Let's get started. This was the very first play of the Miami Dolphins offense. This was the long ball that was tipped by Sergio Brown and ends up in the hands of Rishard Matthews, the wide receiver. This was an excellent job of the rookie, James Sample, getting the start for the injured Jonathan Cyprien, making the play to make the Dolphins line up again. I call this a four-point tackle because the Miami Dolphins only ended up with a field goal in this situation. Sample prevented the touchdown. Nice play by James. Here's the long touchdown to Allen Robinson, and most people, all you want to do is follow the ball, and I get it. This was a great throw by Blake Bortles and a great catch by Allen Robinson, but it's a slow-developing play. Let's go back. This is a double move by Allen Robinson. That little slant right there draws the safety up, allows Allen Robinson to get behind, but it requires time to develop. And the time was created up front by plays like this here by Stefan Wisniewski, blocking the linebacker Koumissi. Sam Young does a very good job against Olivier Vernon, all across the board. But also, look at the pocket presence by Blake Bortles, shuffling in the pocket to find the room and the time to throw that deep ball to Allen Robinson. That's a big play. Making offenses one-dimensional is critical to defensive success. And against the Dolphins, the Jaguars defense held the Miami Dolphin running backs to 12 carries, 19 yards. That's 1.58 yards per rush. Guys up front did a great job. Let's look at Roy Miller on one play. Just a simple outside toss, and look at the penetration that Roy Miller gets. He blows this entire play up. The design is no longer there. And also now you have great pursuit by all the Jaguar defenders nullifying it. Excellent job against the run against the Miami Dolphins. Late in the game against the Miami Dolphins, let's look at the situation. Fourth quarter, it's knotted up at 20. Fourth and 10, you got to punt, right? Well, look at where the Jaguars are punting from. The 20-yard line. This is a great job by Brian Anger getting a 55-yard punt. But most importantly, remember the Miami Dolphins have a guy back there who returned a 69-yard punt for a touchdown the week before against the Washington Redskins. The guy who makes this play happen, Anger, but also the gunner at the top, Nick Marshall, the former quarterback at Auburn. He has a one-on-one situation as a gunner, and he wins. This is a big-time play. It flips the field at a critical point in the game. And this is the Jaguars' go-ahead drive, a little handoff to T.J. Yeldon. I loved watching Clay Harbor all through training camp. He makes defensive linemen angry because he finishes and blocks to the whistle. And he does exactly that on Olivier Vernon. And he doesn't like it. And he retaliates. But what a great job by Clay Harbor. He took an absolute brutal shot, don't you think? I don't think so. But it sure did look good, didn't it?